Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilcher, and joining us this morning is a business owner here in Mexico. As a matter of fact, I have Kiara Harris, the owner of the Cookie Club, and want to say good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, we're
appreciate being here.
I'm glad that you're here. You were a newsmaker here recently as you won an award. We're going to get into that a little bit later on into the program. But first off, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
So I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. Grew up there. I guess you could say small community, so to speak, even though Chicago is so big. I ended up graduating. I came to Mizzou for school, and that's where I basically met my husband. He wasn't attending there, but he lived in Columbia. Over the years, we just kind of got to know each other. We had sort of a break, and I was living in Georgia at the time, and we reconnected. I didn't know that he was from Mexico, Missouri. So as we kind of just got more serious, he said that if we were to ever start a family, we're moving to Mexico, Missouri, because he really had a good childhood here. He loved the people. He said it was just a really good community. And that's basically how I am in Mexico, Missouri. My whole life, I kind of was in different programs.
Yeah,
and things like that.
Talk a little bit about growing up in Chicago, kind of what that was like. What were you interested in growing up there?
Oh, man. So I was an athlete.
Yeah.
I just played sports. That was my whole
Whole
identity. I really did. So, like, when one season would end, I would start another. And it really didn't matter if I was good at it or not. like, tennis, I love tennis, but I'm not that good at it. When I actually became captain, I was so surprised, because even though I wasn't good, I guess I was the best of the group of people that we had. And I only knew I wasn't really that good. It was when I had my first, I think it was like finals, or because it wasn't state, we didn't, our team didn't make it that far, but when we went to like the next level competition, those girls wiped me out. Like, I couldn't hit a ball. And I was like, oh, man, this is good exercise just for off season. But my main sport was basketball. I really loved it. I did really well in that sport. But, yeah, one season went in, I would just pick it up. So I was just the athlete kid. I just played everything and was just super active in that arena. Another thing that I did was I took all the business classes that the high school offered. I loved everything about the business, and I think that one of my teachers was just pretty amazing at explaining everything and making it to where, you know, like, you, whatever you make of it, is what you can essentially get out of it. And I think that for me, that said a lot. It was just like, okay, if I put my time and energy into it, and that's not to say that it would just ever come out to something successful, because I've done other small things. I've made shirts on the side. I've done a lot of different things. But it was just all of my experience in my life as far as jobs were all food related. So I just set myself down and I kind of thought about, what is it that I really like doing, that I really enjoy? And I think that that was a reason why I gravitated towards some of the jobs that I've had in the past. And then one of my first kind of like faux business plans, just to pitch, that I won, was it was called Create a Cookie. So that was just kind of like full circle moment for me, was, you know what, I need to go back to that old plan and put all my ideas together and just see kind of what is it I want to do. So that's kind of the gist of, you know, living in Chicago, being in Chicago, I was just either in my books or I was on some court or playing some sport.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the importance of sports for you as a child, and maybe even to some of the students that may be listening out there today. How important is it to be in a sport and to stay active?
Oh, my goodness. Everything. From social life to just being healthy, it was literally the essence of what got me through. Not being distracted by all the other things that you can be distracted by. There's several different things you can do. Even as a high school kid, there were kids that were just smoking, just off in bad stuff, you know. After a while, it just was like, you know what, this is the direction I'm going to go in. But it keeps you in a positive environment. And then it's just, it really is super important.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Especially in Chicago. Like, there's so many different things that people were getting into. And it just really kept me straight and narrow.
Very nice. I want to talk to you a little bit more about, you know, those business classes that you took in high school and your time at Mizzou. Let's take our first break and we'll come back. We are speaking with Kiara Harris. She's the owner of the Cookie Club here in Mexico. Our guest this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.